Hey guys, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Thanks so much for joining us, whether you're listening to us on our Get More Referrals Today podcast, watching us on Referral TV on YouTube, or across any of our social platforms, you're in for a real treat. I've got Alicia May, who is with me today up there in Canada, Ontario, if I remember correctly. I remember last time I spoke to Alicia, I was lucky enough that she was out on the deck and I was looking at the beautiful lake up there, and it reminded me of our young days of living in Canada. So I went, well, we've got to have you on as a guest. But more importantly, the things Alicia's doing to help people with their events, with creating events with ease is how I'm going to put it. And if you're a business coach, if you're a consultant, if you're a professional service business, which I know the guys around us are, you've really got to look at how do you run events which enhances your credibility, your likability, your trustability, and makes it so much easier for you to be able to get clients. And that's what I've got Alicia on to be able to talk to us about that. So Alicia, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much, Michael, for having me. It's a real pleasure to be talking to you today.
Absolute pleasure also. So we're going to have a whole bunch of people who are watching, listening, going, Alicia May, got no idea who you are. Let's start off as we always do. Tell us more about yourself, a little bit more about the business. We'll dive deeper into that, but let's get people an understanding of who you are.
Absolutely. So I am an event strategist and a sponsorship strategist. I mostly help and serve entrepreneurs and coaches. I had a great year helping Team Coaching International with their marketing and events and sponsorship efforts internationally. So my business knows no borders. So I've hosted events in Canada, US, Europe, Asia, Australia, pretty much everywhere that you can think of. And I'm also a mom of two, and I really enjoy being an online networker, marketer, and a business owner. So I absolutely love it. I brought my business from corporate and now I'm online. So it's a blessing.
Yeah, lovely. Fantastic. And you really have a piece of the market which I would say, unfortunately, a lot of people don't do real well. And they don't do real well in terms of their events and making their events as big as what they possibly could because they don't simply know what they don't know. Like it blew me away when I found out a couple of years ago that here were corporations willing to pay $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 just so that they would be in front of their target audience. And they've actually got budgets to be able to do that. Simple things like that blew me away that I went, we've got to get you on and let people start to understand a little bit more about A, the importance of having events, but B, some simple things that make that run easier. Because when people hear events at the moment, they are too much hard work, where it shouldn't be, but it doesn't need to be. And as I know, as we run events all around the globe, it's fun. We really like getting together with our people. So let's start off with the event strategy side of things. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, every year you evaluate your business and your goals, and events should be part of them. No matter if you're a startup, if you're a medium, or if you have, you know, multi-million dollar company, it creates that exposure and it expands your influence. So, you know, if you're just a beginner coach, you're starting off in the world, it's still really important to create that exposure and that influence. And you can start off by hosting an event that's smaller. So a local event, you know, 20, 25 people, that will put you in front of many different of your target audience. So you can start building your community, building your connections, and then word of mouth, and then you can have that exposure, your pictures, etc. So, and then whether, you know, you've already had these beautiful masterminds and workshops, you need to be prepared. So event strategy is really important. you know, planning ahead of time, 6 to 12 months ahead of time, is really, really crucial. And a lot of event owners and entrepreneurs and coaches really skip that part and just hope for the best. And they, you know, book their venue and get really excited. And it is a lot of fun, because when you plan, then you're prepared. You have plan A, you have plan B, and you have plan C. So, you know, the successful marketing of that, it comes into play, because, you know, you have now a whole bunch of people thinking, oh, great, I can see her in person. That builds up your trust, your credibility, and it also creates those long-term partnerships, especially if you have affiliates and you have those sponsors coming in. So, you know, again, it's not an easy task, but once you are prepared, once you plan ahead of time, you know, get the ball rolling, you're going to build up your community and your brand and your company through the power of events. You know, it's one thing to be behind the screen when you're seeing, you know, someone else. You can read their emotions, you can read their body language, and that really truly builds that wonderful connection that a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs and coaches need.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. So we're going to have people who are watching, listening, going, yeah, I haven't run an event before. It seems like hard work. But it's really no different. Once you get it the first time, you turn it into a system and you can just do the same things over and over and over again. What are probably some of the things that people overlook or don't think about enough when thinking about, let's put on an event?
So I think a lot of people overlook the planning phase of it. So they start and then they get really excited and they, you know, send out a few tweets or send out a few social posts, and then they forget about the time in between. You have to do active work daily to promote your event, working on your event. So writing everything out, having a clear strategy of this is what I'm going to focus on this week. This is what needs to be done. Now, if you're hosting a smaller event, you know, the venue and the food and all that fun stuff can be just, you know, pretty much done in a few weeks or, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. But the marketing aspect and building that connection is really what's important. Another thing that's really important is the psychology of ticket sales. And when people purchase tickets, a lot of people get really flustered because, you know, there's this influx of ticket sales when they first launch. Maybe early bird pricing is out and people buy tickets. And then there's this downtime in between where it's like, uh-oh, there's no ticket sales. What do I do? What do I do? And people start panicking. So it's really good to be informed of when people purchase tickets in your market. And knowing that there's going to be those kind of influx times where no one's purchasing, or maybe you're not doing enough to promote it, or maybe you're not connecting enough with your community itself. So, and then there's going to be that time, you know, 6 weeks before, 80% of people purchase their tickets, if you can believe that. That's a stat. That's a true stat from historical data that I've collected. So it's really important to know these things ahead of time so you're prepared, you have a plan, and you have that course of action that you take.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, fantastic. Let's talk around events and probably the end outcome, because a lot of people go, well, let's put on an event, and it's $90, $100, $200, as that being the be-all and end-all, where the actual end game isn't the event or people buying a $50, $100, $200 ticket, but it's what you can do afterwards in terms of programs and individual mentoring, work, etc. Talk to me a little bit more about that thinking.
Absolutely. That's gold. The upsell or the how can I work with you after the event and after it's all said and done is extremely important. I've seen coaches have six-figure weekends because of this, because they had a strategy in play, because they had different options, whether it was a one-to-one coaching offer that they created, whether it was a group program after the fact, and whether it was, you know, maybe a course or something that they offered specifically for this event group. So it's really important to, not keep that formula out and bring in other ways that people can work with you, whether it's your book, bring your swag, you know, have a complete experience for them. So is there a possibility to do a 6-month mastermind with these people and these guests that you have come in? So being prepared and having something that's set in stone, very clear, you know, hopefully you have volunteers or a team or, you know, ambassadors that can speak on behalf of you as well, because there probably is going to be, you know, 20, 50, 100 people wanting to talk to you after the event. So having that assistance will also help, you know, build up that upsell and that after kind of income. So it is truly possible. Just be extremely prepared, have your handouts or your pamphlets or your flyers ready to, you know, and I've also seen, you know, point of sale systems, you know, Interact machines actually at the event, taking those credit cards right away. So, I mean, it depends, you know, whatever your brand and who you are and what works best for you, you know, definitely take that opportunity and have that, how can I work with these attendees afterward?
Yeah, great, great. And we always talk to our partnership club guys around, if you go to an event and you offer unbelievable value and that's what you focus on, giving great value, you will have people from there that want to work with you, that want to do more stuff with you. And really,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's your duty to have the ability for them to do more stuff with you. And when you start thinking, yeah, about that, put it on an event, and even if it's like a little 12 people boardroom event, you will have 3-4 people from that that will want to do more things. So straight away, you can be another $10, $15, $20, $50,000 worth of business just from 12 people. I think more and more, I'd love to get your thoughts on here. I know we're sort of similar in the way that we think, in that gone are the days of let's run an event, pitch something because that's what we're focused on. Let's all run to the back of the room and let's, I don't believe that's how it works anymore. I believe we've changed the society and the people who do a great job of just adding great value and then giving somebody a choice to speak to you afterwards is a better way of doing it. Love to know your thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, you shouldn't be putting on an event because you want to make money. I'm a firm believer that you should put on an event because you want to create a community, you want to build your empire, you want to reach new people and have interesting conversations and provide value. Just like in social media, you want to create great content and get it out there rather than doing hard sells after, you know, Monday through Friday, because no one's really going to resonate with that, no matter, you know, who you are in life. So if I was walking around the grocery store, say, hey, I'm Alicia, buy my stuff, you know, no one's going to say, oh, great, that's amazing. So really have, like I said, that total experience. Like you said, bringing that value is extremely important. And, you know, I've seen hard sells from the stage and it doesn't really go well. No one really has, you know, will talk to that speaker. If you're pitching and pitching and pitching, you shouldn't have to push people to work with you. If you're really just being yourself and staying true to your company and your values, then people are going to want to work with you no matter what. It's still better to be prepared, right? So have that preparation phase, yes, absolutely, and have that, you know, that option.
Fantastic, lovely. Let's move then to the other side, because again, sometimes people don't put on events because they've got to find cost of the room. They've got to all these expenses where they go, oh, well, I don't have that money laying around, so therefore I can't put an event on. But as you've mentioned, and as we found out years ago, there are actually people who will give you money for these sorts of things. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. So there is the option to have sponsorship for your event. Now, sponsorship, especially event sponsorship, there's been a lot of myths going around that I've heard from my people, from just talking to people in general in rooms at events, that sponsorship is so hard to acquire and people haven't listened to them. And if they send out 100 email requests, they don't receive anything back. And there's a few different ways that you can get sponsorship. sponsorship. There is money out there. There's billions of dollars, out there in the world for specifically for events and for sponsorship. So the first thing that that's the first myth, is that there isn't any money. There is. The second thing is that if you want to kind of get those costs and get some companies interested in you and your event, you have to make sure that you're in it for the long haul. So creating long-term relationships and partnerships with companies that align with what you're trying to do, so that makes sense. So if you are, let's say, a sales funnel strategist or coach, you want to align yourself with companies that make most sense. For instance, a CRM or someone that has like ClickFunnels or lead pages, a company like that, that makes most sense. Your values and everything that they're doing is aligned with what you're doing. So finding a really great sponsor starts with who you are, what you're trying to do, and matching your vision and your values with your sponsor's vision and values.
Yeah, fantastic. Is it just a matter of these people sound good, let me send them an email? Or is it more to do, which I obviously know the answer to this, but is it more to do with that relationship? And it's very much a, if someone knows you, likes you, trusts you, you're more likely for them to want to sponsor, work with you, partner with you, etc.
I mean, I've had both ways. So I've had companies that, they're interested in a long-term relationship, that they've maybe heard down the grapevine that this event is going on, or this person is hosting an event, and they would actually reach out to that person if they're a huge influencer in their industry. But there's also the opportunity to definitely do a cold email. It still works. And the reason why I say that, and I'm not saying, spam 100 companies with your email, but if you've hand chosen 5 companies that you truly want to work with, and you know who they are, what their marketing initiatives are, you followed them on social media, you've commented on their things, and you followed them and you understand who they are, what they do, then it does provide an opportunity to send a cold email and say, hi, my name is, this, I'm hosting an event. I think we would be amazing because of X, Y, and Z. I've seen in your marketing that you're focusing on this. Do you have time for a collaboration call? That's it. That's all you have to do to open up the doors. And whether it's yes right away, or no, but I'm still interested to learn more, or I don't have a marketing budget this year, but I'd love to keep the communication line open. There still is that strategy that you can use, and it's easy. It's very easy to just say, hey, and don't be discouraged by the no's, because you're going to get 100 no's before you get that amazing yes, that maybe 10, 20, 100K event sponsorship. So brilliant. Keep on pushing, keep on going.
Yeah, fantastic. Great message. So whether you're listening, watching, wherever you're tuning in, you've got to start thinking about events, and you've got to start thinking about, how do I run events to grow my business? Because you can. And whether you start off with just getting a group of 6, 10, 12 people, whether you then build to 20, 30, 50, then eventually you might want to get hundreds of people. But I know if you just simply ran events, and it might just be simple free events to start with, but at least think about, where does your event strategies fit into growing your business? Because I believe from what Alicia's been telling you just then, you need to have an event marketing strategy. We talk about having a referral strategy. Well, it's no different to what is your online, what is your digital, what is your, well, here's another aspect that you should be planning out within your marketing plans. Alicia, how can people touch base, get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website and book a no obligation discovery call. Get to know each other. It's eventsalicia, alecia.com. And you can find all my social media channels there as well. So I'd love to connect, and I love hearing about events all over the world.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you've got events coming up, where you want a little bit more help in strategizing, planning, ensuring that everything is ready to go, whether you've got events coming up and maybe looking around sponsorship, whether you're just thinking about how do I get events going. Make sure you connect with Alicia wherever you're watching or listening. Her site is in the description below. And Alicia, really appreciate you jumping on. Really insightful and certainly some good food for thought, especially for people who don't do very much of event marketing.
Yes, thank you so much. It was great talking to you. I appreciate it.
Now, absolute pleasure. If that was the first time you've joined us on our Get More Referrals Today podcast or on Referral TV, make sure you subscribe so you keep hearing other great people that we bring from our networks to you. It's amazing how easy business is when you are around the right people and the right environment. Till next time, guys, take care, and I'll see you real soon. See you later, all.